Hello, welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. I am Sonia.
I am Blake. Welcome back, you, the listener, and yes, you,
Sonia. I'm back. I had a rough last week, but I survived and I thrived, and now I'm here. How are you? How was your last week?
Same. It's been like a fever dream.
Really?
I talked about it the last episode. It's just ever since I got my period, everything's been like in the dirt.
Yeah, it's almost like hormones.
Almost like that. Almost like seasonal depression.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost like my surroundings inflict my feelings.
Yeah. Almost people really just bother you. How about this? What did we talk about? What did you talk about last week?
Oh my God. I don't even remember. I was so tired.
I'm exhausted.
But I just rolled with it. I talked about. What did I talk about? Mind over matter.
Okay.
I talked about feeling burnt out, self-isolation, and just like kind of romanticizing life a little bit.
Okay. So what's today's topic? I know we were just talking about nostalgia.
We were.
So
that is, I would like to say that that's today's topic. Okay. And wherever else.
Yeah, let's roll with it and see what happens.
Yeah. Nostalgia. What is your take on nostalgia? What define nostalgia?
Nostalgia is something, it's hard to explain.
Maybe we don't need to define it.
No, just remembering something and just having this feeling of euphoria and just like, yeah.
Serotonin, yeah. Re-entering your veins.
Yeah, I guess.
I actually wrote a journal entry last night. I apologize. About reminiscing about this time of year, time of year last year, like this month, the last year.
Were we in high school?
Yeah, we were still.
That's crazy. We were in quarantine. I was in quarantine.
We were in quarantine doing online school.
Yeah.
Gave me, I guess you too, a lot of free time to think.
Yeah.
And given both of our situations. It's crazy to think that I kind of miss that time, given the state of the world and my whole friendship situation or whatever I was going through. I can see you smirking underneath your mask and your finger is up in the air. Your fingers are really short.
Oh my God, you too?
I'm sorry.
We're not talking about this.
Or just like the way you positioned it back
behind your
head.
Oh my God,
you're
so small.
Ew. No, you're not. Be your Valentine.
Let's compare hand sizes.
Yuck. I hate doing that.
Don't do it. I hate people who do it. What's happening to me?
But yeah, I think it's very... Let me think about this for a sec. I think that me, a year ago, would be very surprised as where I am and how I feel about what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, why would you want to come back to this? Why would you want to be here again? Like, no. I don't want to be there for the negative things that happened. I wanted to be there for what I made out of my situation. For example, around this time in March, you know, the weather was clearing up and it was like getting springtime, the snow was melting, and every morning I would have a really big mason jar of orange juice, like Sunny D, and like either a bagel or a croissant or whatever. And I would just take my time because I didn't have classes until a certain time.
Right.
And I would listen to certain music and, you know, do whatever. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. Like the sun coming into my room and glowing and, you know, just that happy feeling of, even though I have a lot of shit going on, I still need to take time for myself.
Right.
And that is what I miss.
And
those times of being alone.
It's crazy because I feel the same way.
Yeah,
but I was going through a totally different situation. I didn't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I felt like in my head, I didn't realize how big of a grasp I had on my reality and who I was as a person because I was so blindsided by other people. one person in particular. But I didn't realize that I actually felt like I didn't know who I was at the time. And I did have an idea of what I wanted to do. And I miss being that way. Like, I have no idea what I wanted to do. I'm about to change my major for the fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss just having that security. And when I was in my house alone, just because I wasn't allowed to go out anywhere,
mm-hmm.
And the one I don't know, it felt like you are here right now. You have no actual responsibility. You can relax. You can do things you enjoy. You can watch what you enjoy.
Yeah, find that more feeling interest. Of being home alone.
Yeah,
and just like
being yourself. You can. This is a safe place, yeah, basically. I don't get have that anymore, and I genuinely do miss it. So I understand that when people aren't telling me that.
Yeah,
I'm crazy for it.
It's also kind of interesting because sometimes we do reminisce about, like, the bad times, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's maybe because we find comfort in disarray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we find comfort in the bad situations because maybe that's what we're used to. We're used to being always wondering, like, well, what am I going to do next? I don't know. Like, I need to make a move in this situation. Yeah. And this is the period of my time, or this is the period of my life where this certain thing is like affecting me badly. And I don't know. What's that? Sony is pointing to the list on the wall that tells us how to use the equipment we were just struggling to figure out.
If only we just looked up.
If only. I apologize.
But what was I going to say?
Turn this on again.
About the situation, like finding comfort in bad memories or whatever. It's very common for people to, because your brain is always negative. Your brain wants you to be unhappy. That's just a normal,
just like
thing.
When I don't think you've said it before, I've said it before, where I'm like, you know, I haven't been depressed in a while, or like I need to cry, I want to cry or something.
Yeah,
that's like, another journal entry.
Yeah, like when things seem too good,
yeah,
you start shitting like, your pants.
I should go back to, you know, being depressed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's
sitting
just
a little
because it's like fucking drugs. It's like nicotine. Yeah. It's like lean.
Can we talk about drugs on here?
I love lean.
You love lean?
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 I hate those memes. You don't know about those memes?
I don't.
Let me pull it up for you.
Enlighten me.
It's not enlightenment.
Anyways, while she's pulling this up, this whole week, I have been such a criminal. I have consumed the Mary Jane intensely every other night. What is that? Sonya's showing me a meme of I love lean. And they're all purple. They're spray trap.
I like the spring.
What is lean?
I'm saving that. It's a mix of,
why is it purple?
Soda and something, soda and cough syrup. Yeah, it's bad. Don't do it.
No, I wouldn't.
I've never done. I,
soda
I've never
and
done
cough
it.
Syrup.
I think soda, but I know it's cough syrup.
Why is it purple?
I think it's because of the cough syrup.
Hmm. One more spoon. Oh, you said cough syrup. I thought you meant cough drops. I can see that.
Yeah, never do cough syrup. Just take cough drops or water or something. Or don't get sick.
Yuck.
Add the photos. I lean like...
Lean Lake?
You might not
I love lean?
That.
What is that? Is that Minecraft?
It's Fortnite. I'm sending that to Joe.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Mary Jane, you said.
Mary Jane, ugh.
Can we talk about that? In
my
past?
Relationship and Mary Jane. With Mary Jane. Ugh. All good experiences, all good times. I've had a lot of heart-to-heart talks with my dad this week where we've just gotten we've gotten high. We literally, I wish I was making this up. We had an Alexa outside on the patio and it's like butt cold and we're like in this little patio heated box area.
Mm-hmm.
And we listened to every single song by The Doors. And we talked about like Jim Morrison and his life and his work and
that's awesome.
Like the conspiracies and whatever. It was great. But then my dad started talking about like other stuff that kept me like got me a little like freaked out. You know when
I know, I'm sorry, yeah. I don't mean that.
You know when you're just not interested in what someone's saying?
Yeah, all the time.
So imagine that you're not interested. This is nothing wrong towards my dad. It's just like something you totally just want them to stop talking. You're just like, can you just shh.
Yeah, just shut up.
That's what I wanted to say to him a couple times because it was
on?
Like, huh?
He was just, was he like?
I was, he gets passionate about things when he talks, obviously.
I know.
I
love crying.
And it was like, just how he's tired of like what's happening in the world right now. And I'm like, I understand that, but I'm like high out of my gourd right now.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is just like smile and keep my eyes closed and talk about happy things, even though like I'm not evading from anything that's happening right now.
Right.
But, that's just what I needed.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, I don't know. Lately, this whole semester, it's been a lot of me putting off, like, homework and stuff. I've had a lot more homework than last semester.
Really?
And it's overwhelming. So I've a couple times, I haven't missed an assignment, I don't think, to where I'm like the morning of, an hour before my class, I'm in the studio and I'm trying to like type up the little document or whatever before 5 p.m. or something. And I've never done that before.
Right.
I don't know.
I agree with that. I have a hell of a lot of workload, specifically because I'm in cinema stuff now,
mm-hmm.
because I decided that was a good idea to change my major
to
cinema.
A lot of movies to watch. Studies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never in my life have I been so unhappy to put a movie on. I'm serious.
That's very unlike you.
I know. And I realized that like, I don't want to be forced to be creative. And the other thing is, my intro to cinema and screen studies, I hate it. Because I don't like sitting there and just talking and overanalyzing every fucking 20s black and white silent film.
Oh, I hate
ever.
Those.
Like, I don't enjoy it. I never, it's not that I don't have anything interesting to say. It's that I just don't enjoy overanalyzing films that way. I like sitting down, having fun with it, maybe be like, yeah, this is what's happening, this is what this means.
Yeah.
But not being like, let's talk about history in the movie industry and why this is women and this is man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking about it too much in a wrong way.
I agree with you. It's very, I sound like I'm in a cylinder.
Yeah, it sounds.
It's, I have this weird relationship with how schools and teachers teach art
too.
And music, especially music.
Yeah.
I was in, why do I sound so funny?
No, you're fine. Do I sound funny?
I don't know, maybe it's because it's on my hat too.
Oh yeah.
I was in chorus for pretty much like half of my elementary school time, and I quit like sixth grade or something because just like all the songs were like la 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 choir stuff. Meanwhile, I'm hearing over in the middle school, they're doing Hamilton. I'm like, come on!
Yeah.
Why can't we be doing this?
Hamilton.
So I dropped it too because just like the teachers, the music teachers are always like these older ladies who are so prim and like have a rotary phone and they're just like, you need to, like the piano, like movement of their hands is so graceful in this. And I'm like, this isn't music. This is like,
yeah, you have to stand like this. Yeah,
this is like the freaking, those kids that grow up in a castle or something, they're like, daddy, I don't want to play piano.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You must.
Yeah.
And the teacher's the dad or whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
But with art too, there's, I'll be honest, there have been so many art critiques that I've seen, especially online school last couple years or whatever, last year, I think, or just bad. Really bad art, like no effort. They obviously did it like 10 minutes before class, and the teacher will sit there and praise them for it because it's art. It is art, and I agree with that. It's like, well, just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not art. Like,
yeah, right. And
but it literally looks like a 5-year-old drawing with crayons.
You showed me some of those, I think, and
they were really bad. And they were like an advanced art too, which is like the most difficult art that you could get into.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
And I don't know.
It was macaroni art, basically.
Macaroni art. I want to make some macaroni
art. I know, me too. I've always wanted to
do that. If we go to your lake house this summer, can we make macaroni art in the little corner?
We can make macaroni art.
I want to clean that place up good.
Let's take...
Griffin?
Yeah, that's fine. We can take Griffin. I miss
Griffin! Them. I sent them a postcard.
Really?
I don't think they've got it yet.
No. I have such a massive headache.
You do?
I'm tired as shit, yeah. Okay, what was I saying? I was saying we should make... We should take like classical paintings
and try to make them into macaroni art.
Yeah. Make a little challenge instead of just going win.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Come on, like the classical smiley face though.
I know. Put that on like.
I used to. Well, they were kind of old, so I didn't eat them. But I'll eat the like hard macaroni out of a box.
That's me with ramen. Like, I'll
like
just
pop
eat
a couple before. The ramen like bars?
Just eat the ramen.
I eat the whole thing.
I used to be scared that it'd make me sick. I did it anyway.
I ate the whole thing.
I also thought epic was a bad word, so.
True.
Different.
Like mid.
Mid.
Someone said introduce camp to me.
Camp?
C-A-M-P.
Like this is camp?
Yeah.
Like.
I don't understand it, and I don't like it.
I don't know why that has just, the word has been.
Is it recent? I feel like it's old.
It's always been a word, like especially in the drag queen community. It's like, this is the theme of today is camp. Like in RuPaul,
uh-huh.
like And it's just, I never really understood it either, but I know it's like weird.
See, my, when I think of camp, I think of like, you know, Camp Hollis or like, campgrounds.
I'm on the water.
So like if you come, like I would expect them to come out dressed up as like park rangers, like Jessica Rabbit, sort of deal. But, oh, camp. We've strayed away from the topic, but this is important.
Something that provides sophisticated knowing amusement as by virtue of its being artlessly mannered or stylized.
It's like good in an ironic way.
Artificial and extravagant or teasingly ingenuous and sentimental. Okay, let me look up a camp outfit.
Yeah. Because I've heard someone describe it in a weird... Oh, what? Really?
I don't know.
Is it Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
She photoshopped in there?
I think...
Camp. Oh, yeah, because that's what they were saying, that the Met Gala did, like, a camp.
Yeah.
But I don't understand it. It doesn't...
Or just camping outfits.
Yeah.
For teen girls. The
Pinterest oversaturated orange skin.
Yeah.
Woman. Like, blue jeans.
Blue jeans, yeah.
I'm wearing blue jeans right now.
So. I love Darren Criss.
I saw a TikTok of Gus. No, Eddie. Eddie Bierback.
And Gus is not relevant anymore.
I know. I just mixed up the name.
I know.
Because it could fit them both, I think.
I love Eddie Bierback.
He was like putting a fist to the camera, like, tell me what denim is. Tell me what it's made out of right now.
Yeah, denim.
Made me laugh. Yeah, he's awesome. Denim? But the day before I saw that, I saw something that said that denim was just cotton. So I was like, it is, yeah, apparently. No, disappointed. I don't believe it.
I thought denim was denim. Like,
just yeah.
Denim.
Where does it come from?
I don't where did it come from? Where did it go? What is jeans?
Jeans made out of?
Jeans.
She said the J word.
I know, and I hate So I was walking with Joe, and it was his birthday, and I was telling him that I'm gonna bring him somewhere, and I'm gonna buy him something, and he's gonna shit his jeans.
Oh no!
That was the first time I didn't think about it. It just came out of my mouth, and cotton fabric made using a twill weave is what denim is. A subtle diagonal ribbing pattern.
Cause it's so strong.
Yeah,
you
the
know?
Cotton twill fabric is warp facing, meaning that the weft threads go under two or more warp threads, and the warp yarns are more prominent on the right side. You know what I thought about doing?
The warped crochet in the nether. Crocheting or knitting?
Both.
I have two in the past, but
I hate that I'm on TikTok, but I saw this TikTok of a guy who made it, like, knitted a, I don't know if it's crocheting or knitting a, like a sweater. It's a Togepi.
What's a Togepi?
It's a Pokemon Togepi. Let me show you.
What color is it?
It's white with like colorful shapes.
Togepi. All I'm seeing in my mind is like the little Cubone. Oh,
yeah,
the little egg guy.
The egg guy. Yeah, it's a fairy type, I think.
Yeah. Was it a sweater vest?
No, it was just like a sweater. It was like a cardigan.
Cute.
It was cardigan. It was cute, and I wanted to do it, and I felt bad. I'm also gonna start making keycaps for my
what?
My keycaps, like keyboard caps.
Oh, really?
I make it out of polymer clay. Yeah, I'm gonna start doing it.
Cool.
Just because I'm bored.
I support.
I want something to do.
I support.
Yeah. I'm gonna start streaming next year because we're getting a suite. So.
Oh, swick. Sick. Swick. Swiffer sweeper.
I'm trying to find new interest because I'm bored of myself.
Speaking of that, great segue. Don't you feel kind of stuck?
Yeah.
Don't you feel kind of like life is just like stagnant right
now?
Yeah,
I feel so far from myself.
Nothing's getting worse, but nothing's getting better.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's not the past, it's not the present, it's not the future.
I feel terrible.
It's a transition period,
unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. But you know what the crazy thing is?
What?
Time will pass, and I will look back on these couple weeks, and I'll be like, damn, I want to be back there.
Yeah, right.
You know, and reminisce about it for some odd reason.
That's the problem. You should always be in the moment, then you won't have to worry about it.
See, I don't know what it feels like to be in the moment sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the moment, and I go home and I realize that I wasn't, or I don't feel in the moment, and I go home and I realize that I was in the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my problem is that I'm always disassociating.
I feel like it's hard because if you do check in with yourself and like ask yourself, like, am I present right now? Like, that's not being present.
Right.
I feel, I don't know. I know that's like a double negative, but.
Yeah, like instead of asking yourself, am I in the present right now? You should always, the one of a great way to do it is to be like, what are you here right now? What do you smell? What do you feel?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Instead of asking just, and you just close your eyes, take a deep breath, four square breathing.
So you see that TikTok too?
What one?
I don't know. The guy said that he woke up and he's like, I named this, just what you said, like the three things, yeah. I see, four things I smell. And
yeah,
whatever.
But I didn't watch the TikTok. It's just like a nat. It's like a normal, like,
because you're better than everyone.
No, it's because yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, everyone who watches TikTok, I'm better than you.
Yep.
No, it's just it's a normal thing. Like my dad tells me that he's a psychotherapist.
True, true, true.
So it's like
it's common knowledge, but I just didn't know.
So yeah, so you like do four square breathing. I don't know if you've heard about that one yet. So it's
square breathing.
You breathe in for
let out for four.
Hold it in for seven, let it out for eight.
Seven.
Yeah, you hold it. It's like.
Great demo,
but you have to do it with Buddha belly.
What's
so you
that?
Cannot breathe. You have to breathe with your belly, so it like expands.
Oh yeah,
or Buddha else because that hits your vagus nerve.
Is your biggest nerve?
Your vagus nerve, yeah. That's the one that's down here, and it just.
Oh yeah.
Like right now, I'm completely calm now.
When I learned about the, I kind of forgot about it. What is it? The diaphragm. Our diaphragm.
Correct.
When I learned about the diaphragm, I was in, oh my god, fourth grade?
Yeah. In chorus.
Totally different in chorus. That's where I dropped it. Totally new organ. Did not know we had that until fourth grade. I feel like it might have been middle school. No. I don't know, but then I was like more conscious of it and I saw like the pictures of the diaphragm and I was like,
ugh. And you know what's crazy? Like when you eat a lot, like when you overload and just eat.
Mm-hmm.
Your stomach expands and presses up on your diaphragm and makes it harder for you to breathe.
Wow.
That's what happens to me all the time. I'm like, I ate too much. It's just, I can't.
That's why
breathe.
You feel, yeah.
Yeah,
like
that's why you feel
bloated,
yeah.
And stuff.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I still kind of forget that we have a diaphragm.
I know. I kind of forget that I have organs.
Yeah. Because it's like when you see, I took an anatomy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And physiology. Yeah, you took it with me.
What?
In high school, remember?
Oh, yes, with that guy that doesn't like sun and faces.
Yeah,
faces
Mr. Bankowski, the best teacher ever. He's my favorite.
Yes, name drop. I don't know. I just think about it. No, I took another anatomy class for half semester.
This year?
No, in high school.
Yeah, with the other one. Like, yeah, you were also in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the same class.
You didn't sit next to me. No, you didn't.
I was with Maddie.
You weren't. No. Different class, different teacher.
Really?
The woman teacher.
Yeah, I don't like her.
We had the same class. It's just
I don't
different.
Think we were
we weren't
friends
in...
during that time, were we?
Oh.
What is that?
I don't know. I apologize. That clipped loudly. I think you messed with the connection thing.
Oh, maybe.
Mike.
I think that's better now.
We weren't good friends. I guess we
I think we started being good friends during quarantine.
We did.
Yeah, because you were friends with people I didn't like. So I didn't really want to associate myself with it because it wasn't because of you, it was because of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
It's over now, it doesn't matter.
Pull the collar. I know.
Tie.
It's dude.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's whatever, though.
I get that, though. I kind of look back to Segway.
So cringe.
Segway. Is there another word for Segway?
Paul Blart.
Anyways, Paul Blart. Segway? That's what I think all
what
the time.
What if we all just started riding on Segways?
Probably fall over. I don't think I could handle a Segway.
You sure?
Going
you
backwards.
You got it.
Like the hoverboards?
On.
Not the hoverboards.
Yeah.
Whatever, they're on.
They're hoverboards.
They have wheels.
It's stupid.
Anyways.
What were you talking about?
Segway to reminiscing. When I think back to those being.
I have such a massive headache.
When I think back to like the way that I thought everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the people that I involved myself with, same with you. It's like, man, I can't believe that I was friends with that person or whatever.
Right.
But like, I don't know. If like me now and me before would meet up and exchange like what's going on with our lives, I think we'd have different opinions. And that's so weird to think that you grow, you change as you evolve.
Haley posted a photo on Facebook of us. In middle school, on the bus for lacrosse.
Oh, yes. The swamp ass picture?
No, not that. That was okay. High school. That was classic. That was for tennis. But in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Cringe?
Yeah, let me show you.
I haven't touched Facebook in so long. You know, I fought my father to get a Facebook when I was like 15. And oh my God, who are you?
Yeah, that picture. I look better.
That's not you.
No, yeah. I said I get why they say change is good.
With what?
Change. I get why they say change is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change for the good, for the better?
I don't know, man.
How long have we got?
We're at 25:36. We got some time.
25?
It's we can a little make longer. It, we can make it like maybe 30 minutes, 35 minutes.
Yeah. A little shorter.
So you can go to your little...
I honestly don't know if I want to go.
The play... Why?
I don't know. Maybe because it's called... Play where nothing happens.
But it should be good.
I guess so. I don't know.
I saw one of my first Broadway shows that I've ever... The only Broadway show I've ever been to was The Play That Goes Wrong. So you would think, but trust me, I think you should go. I think it'll be good. It was better than the one they did last semester. It was fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad story. It's like, I don't even know. I hate to...
You saw that one too?
Yeah, I did. Oh. I did see that one because Jacob was working on in the back for cooking eggs or whatever. So I went to support. I don't know.
Yeah, my friend's in it. And I don't know. It's because it's in the smaller theater.
Yeah.
That's why.
And the acoustics are terrible. I had my orchestra concert and it was brutal. And I had a solo, so.
I found a little porcupine plushie in there. Hope it wasn't anybody's.
Did you steal it?
Yeah.
Did you wash it?
No. It's just on my shelf. I'm not touching it. Don't steal, guys. Maybe, I mean.
No, you can.
Do you still feel bad about that $20 you found on the subway floor?
Did I find $20?
I pointed out when we were in the subway that there was a $20. It was either $10 or $20. It was a $20 bill in front of the thing where you have to go through when you swipe your card.
Uh-huh.
And people were walking away from it, but I didn't see it fall. I just saw it there in the ground. And I didn't know who to give it back to. So
I
whispered to you and I'm like, dude, grab that.
Did I take it?
You did take it. And then you used it for like dinner on us.
You're right. I absolutely did.
So whoever's missing $20 bills since Thanksgiving break in the subways.
It
went to a good cause.
Yeah. But I gotta say, like, it's different. Like, if you saw someone, but you didn't see someone, but someone dropped like a bill.
If I saw who dropped it, I would have told you to give it to them. But I didn't know who.
If it was a credit card.
If it was a credit card, yeah. Call the freaking, I don't even know. Call the company and be like, hey, I found this card. Who do I give it to? I think you can mail it, can't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you need right now?
Sleep. And food. I'm so hungry. Yeah.
My sleeping pattern has been screwed up.
Yeah.
All because of that stupid Mary Jane.
I've been sleeping. I've been staying up late.
Mm-hmm.
And expecting to wake up early for 10 a.m. classes. It's not going that great, but it could be worse. Could be
so, when you change your major, that's going to change all your classes?
I'm not going to change it. So, yeah, because I can't go into new classes right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's midterms. So
I'm going to do it at the end of the semester. And I'm going to change back to zoology. I'm probably going to have to take a summer pre-calc class just to catch up.
I have a proposition for you after this is done.
What?
I hope I remember it. Hum. What have you been watching lately?
What have I been watching lately?
Yeah, something new. Something recommended me. Guess what I've been watching?
It's anime.
It should be considered an anime.
What?
Arcane.
I've seen that.
You've already seen it?
No, I've never seen it. I'm not a big anime guy.
It's not anime.
What is it?
It's the blue hair and the red hair girl. The thing that was like plastered advertisement when we were in the city. Oh, the misery. Everybody wants to be my enemy.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
League of Legends?
Yeah, the League of Legends one.
Oh my god. It's under steampunk.
What?
It's a steampunk show.
That's a genre.
What have you been doing?
I've been watching
What's your time?
It. I'm only on episode 4. It's a lot more interesting. I'm not a, like, stan or whatever. I'm not a fan. But I think it's pretty interesting. And I just appreciate it for the art and the style. They mix it with, like, 2D. So, like, if they're smoking. Like, I don't know. I'm not, like... Pleasing. It does look pretty aesthetically
it's
pleasing.
League of Legends.
Okay. And even though it's one of those things where it's, like, Euphoria, I'm already caught up and I have never even touched a show. So
Euphoria?
I'm kind of... Euphoria and Arcane and other shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm caught up on it because when it's popular, it just like shows up on all my social media. So I'm just like forced to see it.
Yeah.
And
I will never watch Euphoria though, I'm gonna be honest. I really
don't like it. No,
me neither.
Sorry to all the Euphoria lovers.
It's like The Office for me.
I get that.
I don't know, people ruin it.
You know Shamrock Shakes are back?
Yeah, they have also the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so in good right now. I'm serious.
What do you have after this?
Nothing. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to eat.
And we'll see the play. I can sneak you in.
No, I'm not going to see that.
Come on.
Sneak me in? Absolutely not. I don't want to go. I don't know. Is today the last day?
Yeah.
Nah, whatever. It is what it is.
There's another one soon.
Yeah. If they have a musical, I'll go to it.
A musical?
Yeah. I like musicals more than plays.
I get that.
I'm a Broadway kind of guy.
Voodoo. Voodoo.
You want to get done? You
want to go to that play? I think so. I think we're... I might as well.
Sorry.
It's pretty bad out, the weather.
Yeah, it is pretty.
Like, my dad just sent me this picture.
Crash.
That is zero visibility.
I miss him.
So what do? I'm gonna hunker down with some folks, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Not sure.
Yeah, don't judge.
We'll see. Thank you for listening to us banter on about whatever we just talked about.
I don't even remember.
Follow us on Instagram. It's just the title of the podcast minus the. Yeah, if you're reminiscing or being nostalgic about anything,
it's okay.
Do it. It's all right. Just don't let it consume you. Don't be stuck like wishing that things could be what they used to be like. No.
Turn it into something positive. Take it and make it new.
Go for it. Anyways, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.